we have to interrupt the music, I should say, because I'm going down now to our head of our sports department, Fergus Carr. Down in Clontarf. Hiya, Fergus.
Morning to you, though. Welcome to Capital Avenue here. This one-day international game between Ireland and Sri Lanka. I'm pleased to say the sun is shining. It's a bit chilly, but at least there's no rain at the moment, but I don't think the forecast is great. Straight away, Noel, I think I'll bring listeners up to date. The Ireland captain, William Porterfield, won the toss this morning at 10:30, and he elected to field first. And a great start for Ireland, because in the very first over, opening bowler Tim Murta had the opening batsman of Sri Lanka. His name is Pereira. He was out without scoring. The first wicket fell, and there was no runs on the board. And then in the ninth over, the second Sri Lanka wicket fell, and that was Kiramani. He was caught by wicketkeeper Gary Wilson, bowled Alex Cusick for 8. And the score has moved on now to 36 for 2 wickets. There are 12 overs bowled. Remember, it's a 50 overs per side game. So a great start for Ireland in getting the two early Sri Lankan wickets by the ninth over. Not a full house here yet. It's a big crowd nevertheless. The ground is looking really superb as usual, and we're just hoping that the weather now will stay dry, and it could be a very, very interesting game. The visitor, of course, Sri Lanka, they recently won the World 2020 Cup when they had a great victory over India in that final, a terrific victory for Sri Lanka, and there were great celebrations after the game. And of course, all they were saying, the captain yesterday at the press conference here was saying that they had great celebrations when they returned to their home country. And but they're here. This is kind of a warm up for them. They're playing test matches against England now in a couple of weeks' time, and they'll be playing one day internationals as well. So they've come to Ireland just to get used to the conditions and that, and ahead of their test series. The Ireland team, of course, they didn't do too badly in that World 2020, but they were shocked, of course, by Holland, which knocked them out of the knockout stages. But nevertheless, it's a full-strength Irish side, and playing today. There's every one of them fit and well, which is great. Ed Joyce, of course, the well-known Irish player playing for Sussex, he's had a great start to this season. He's got three centuries, actually, for his county, two in the same game. And Niall O'Brien, just midweek gone by, he scored a century as well. So the Irish players are in good form, and the captain, William Porterfield, is in good nick as well. So all in all, Noel, it's a good start for Ireland. Sri Lanka 38 for 2. We're in the 14th over, and certainly Phil Simmons, the Ireland coach, will be pleased with the start that Ireland have made in this match.
Okay, I'll come back to you around 12:45, Fergus. Is that okay?
I'll give you an update then at 12:45.
Okay, thanks very much. Enjoy the weather. Getting the good weather for it anyway, Fergus.
So far, so good, Noel. I just hope the rain stays away.
I think it will.
Okay.
Okay, talk to you later. Thanks a lot. Bye.
Okay, bye.